Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today for part one of our two-part series is Iowa House Representative for District 23, Ray Sorensen. All right, Ray, so this last week was the second funnel. How did things go in on your side in the House?
Pretty well, I guess. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, in my committee in economic growth, you know, we still have some bills alive, you know, cybersecurity simulation training center still going, a bill we ran on ransomware penalties. We have a butchery program update that came through economic growth, then a vacant school building demolition fund. A big bill that was just signed by the governor that we got through both the House and Senate, obviously, was consumer data protection. And that was a big bill to get across the table as a bill I ran last year and that got stalled in the Senate. So that makes us the sixth state to have a consumer data protection piece in code. So that was kind of a big deal to happen here before second funnel. I got one of my superintendents had reached out about using SAVE funds for school cybersecurity purposes and got that bill out of Senate committee, which will keep that one alive. We've got the Iowa Economic Development Technical Bill that's hanging around as well, and I believe we have an affirmative defense for cybersecurity bill that's still alive as well. So those are kind of some of the things that, some of the big ones. Oh, but the governor's apprenticeship bill that's also still going. So those are some of the bills in my Economic Growth and Technology Committee that'll be a big priority for us moving forward, trying to get those finished up and into the governor's desk.
All right. And in the Education Committee, you guys also had some bills kind of come through, some Senate files. Senate File 250, you said, extends the grant funds that a school may get through the fiscal year into September, so that way they can do some stuff with it over the summer if they need it?
Yes. Yeah, it's the Computer Science Professional Development Fund. And what it does is the recipient of the grant may receive monies from the fund for expenses the recipient incurs during the fiscal year in which the department awards the grant, and then that's through September 30th of the following year. So that it gives it a little bit of overlap for those summer programs and summer classes and things that may occur because the fiscal year ends June 30 and begins July 1. So it's just kind of an awkward start and stop for that, and it just allows those funds to reimburse.
All right, and then another one that the Education Committee had was Senate File 252, and you said that one, it kind of just codifies practices that are already there to help pregnant students.
That's correct, yeah. It's a bill that requires institutions to make reasonable accommodations to a pregnant student, allow the student to complete the course of study or research that they're doing. And you know, looking into it, we kind of found out that a lot of universities are already doing what we're asking them to do. This was just something that I'm not sure who it was brought by, but just looking to put it in code and make sure that was something that pregnant students would continue to have those rights and those requirements to make sure they had those reasonable accommodations.
All right. And then a last kind of Senate file that you guys had was Senate File 496. And that one did a lot of stuff with schools, parent empowerment, school board empowerment. Can you go into a little more detail about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can try. And this is one that's probably going to continue to change some. It was the governor and Senate parent empowerment bill that came over to us. And like I had mentioned, they failed to take up some of the House files that we had sent over. So we created a strike after amendment, which, you know, would strike the entire bill, and the bill then becomes, you know, what the amendment would be. And that amendment would add in the BOEE stuff, the inter-district enrollment, the alternative teacher licensure bill that we had, my CSER Safe Schools bill, which was also going to be a part of what the health training task force from the school board omnibus bill that we sent over, and those two would be kind of paired together. And then the school board empowerment from the school board omnibus bill would be in there as well. Charter school athletic participation and the age appropriate language. The transparency piece is still in there, and that's minus the list of all the people in contact with students that became almost, you know, ridiculous with, you know, the list of people that the students would come in contact with. And so that's the transparency piece is in there minus that list. Parents' rights language, SEL survey language, and special education AEA homeschool language is still in there, I believe. It's a the 38 page amendment. So it's a, you know, a big amendment that adds in some of the stuff that didn't get through the Senate over there. So I know we voted on it to come out of Education Committee, but it'll come before the full caucus and the House floor. And I'm assuming there will be further amendments entertained and a lot more discussion around a bill that size before we land on a final piece. So I would just advise people to kind of keep up with the changes on a bill like that.
All right. So as you mentioned, just a fairly large bill. There's been some changes to it, but there's definitely mm-hmm. going to be some more.
Yep. Yeah, that'd be my interpretation, yes.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.